Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tanner girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Are You There, Dad? It's me, Yoko. Now let's get right into it. This week's first segment of They Should Have Known is going to be on an amazing topic, okay? It's about the burning of the Library of Alexandria by Mrs. Julius Caesar Salad in 48 BC. So I did some research on this, okay? I did some educational findings because this is an educational podcast. And in this segment, again, we talk about how, you know, I would have handled things a little bit differently because, you know, I think advice is important. So the Library of Alexandria, it was like a big, big library, bigger than the Osceola County Library that my dad and I used to go to when I was little, even. It's huge. And Mr. Orange Julius got all mad and he burned it to the ground. And we lost like a lot of history and knowledge as a collective society from this. So that's like sad. Boo. So now here's what I would have done. It's like, have you ever heard of iCloud? Just upload it. You know what I mean? Just like keep uploading. And then if something burns, then it's not lost and you can keep reading it and cherishing those memories. Like when you finally learned how to read and you read one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish to your dad, but then you turn around and then you see him talking to the librarian, Miss Peterson, and then you have to stay at the library for 2 hours after it closes because your dad is still flirting with Miss Peterson. And then you try to help restock all the books and your dad tries to help too, but then he gets them all wrong because he doesn't know the Dewey Decimal System. So then she has to help him and then they disappear into the stacks for like 35 minutes and then you don't know where they are. So you get lost in the library and then you meet this old man who's lived there for 16 years and he only comes out at night to steal snacks. And then the staff break room is where he goes and he lives, and then Miss Peterson and your dad show up. They don't believe you and they gaslight you into thinking that this guy doesn't exist even though he's there, and then you get in trouble even though they were doing it in the back. It's like that. So that's like the library that got burned. So anyway, always upload. Duh. So now we're at our next segment, and you guessed it, we're back with another You Should Have Known, and you're in for a treat this week. We're going to be joined by the head of Greek art and mythology at the Met and professor at Columbia University, Professor Aisha Martinez. Welcome, Professor.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to meet you. And I'm really excited because I love Greek stuff. I love Greek life. I love Greek salads. And I just think it's going to be a great time getting to teach you a thing or two about what I know, too.
Oh, oh, that's fun. I don't normally get taught these things. I'm quite the professional, and I enjoy teaching as much as I can to those who are enthusiasts of the Greek knowledge.
Okay, fun. Okay, so before we get started, I just have to know, Hercules, he's real, right?
If you want him to be.
Okay, so I have a question. Was he using steroids? Because I have a buddy who looks just like Hercules does, pre-lip fillers. And I'm trying to figure out if he's using them or not. And I'm like, okay, are you using them? And he won't tell me the truth.
Oh, well, well, you know that Greek mythology is not real. It's
what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to confuse you.
Again.
I'm sorry. You know, I thought you would know this as someone who loves Greek.
No, this is... Ugh, Olivia, where do we keep finding these people that don't know what they're...
Ugh. Excuse me.
Nothing.
You're acting like a child who just found out that Santa Claus isn't real.
What? I
mean, you didn't know Santa Claus isn't real.
Yeah, I definitely knew that.
It's kind of hard for me to believe that.
I definitely knew that Tim Allen was just pretending.
You believe that Tim Allen was Santa Claus?
No. What? No, whatever. Anyway, Greek mythology. Yoko, get back to it. Okay, Greek mythology. Okay, can you tell us about, like, I don't know, who's your favorite god?
Oh, now that's going to be a fun one. Now, I don't like to play favorites when it comes to the gods in mythology.
That's not like my dad, because I'm not his favorite. Go on.
Oh, do we want to explore that a little bit?
No, it's okay. Keep going. You don't like exploring.
No, I
or
do.
You don't like choosing favorites. Okay,
no, I mean, so. You have several sorts of gods, as like Zeus, Apollo, Poseidon. There's all sorts of gods, but it depends on. I don't know what I'm feeling at certain times of the season. Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know, my dad kind of reminds me of Zeus.
Oh, okay. In what way? Tell me about that. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, he reminds me of Zeus because, you know, Zeus seems like he was a kind of a horn dog. You know, he was running around trying to sleep with trees and all kinds of woodland spirits and horses and things like that. And that kind of reminds me of my dad from 2005
to 2012. 2005 to 2012. That's a long time for your dad to be doing that. Do you want to unpack that? Because you keep bringing it up.
No, I'm sure it'll come up later organically. It's okay. So, Professor, please tell me who are you currently feeling right now in Greek mythology for the season?
Oh, for the season, I would probably have to say Athena.
Athena?
Yeah, she's the goddess of reason, wisdom, and war.
The goddess of war, kind of like my stepmom, Sharon. That's...
Oh. I don't know. Is she reasonable? Do you find her wise?
No, she's nothing like Athena. But can you tell us a little bit more about Athena? Is Athens, Georgia, named after Athena?
I honestly couldn't tell you that. I study Greek mythology and only that. I'm sure that there might be some connection there. The same way you're connecting your family to everything that's happening here. I thought I was going to be interviewed more on, you know, Greek mythology.
You are. You still 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 are.
Because I have a lot of knowledge. I'd really like to share that with those who want to explore more, you know.
And yeah. Okay. So then please tell us. So I know Greek myth. I know this because I'm an expert. I know Greek mythology has a lot of stories, a lot of fables. Can you tell us one that you think modern day children could benefit from still hearing and learning?
Oh my gosh. Oh, of course. One I would probably talk about is Icarus. Are you familiar with Icarus?
I loved Eternals. I thought Richard Madden, he is so hot.
Yeah, not super familiar with that, but
okay. I don't know who this Icarus is then.
Well, he was a son of another Greek god, and his father created wings for him, and he didn't listen to his father when he told him to not fly too close to the sun. And what happened?
Twins! Twins!
I don't understand what you mean by twins.
I don't listen to my dad either.
Well, Icarus died for not listening to his father. Do you want to die like what? Icarus?
Wait, how did he die?
He flew too close to the sun. The wings melted and he fell into the sea.
Now that's so sad.
Yes.
Oh my God. You think kids could learn from that?
I think it's time that children take a moment to listen to the lessons and the values that their parents are trying to teach them instead of jumping onto wax wings and just flying close to the sun doing whatever they want, and they fall to their own deaths and their own horrible things that happen to them. I think it's important that we listen to our elders.
Oh, my. Listen to our elders? Oh, my.
What's wrong?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You sound like my stepmom, Sharon. Like, do you know her?
I don't. I don't know Sharon.
You don't know Sharon? She's like this Greek myth you're talking about. Because she's like, here's this thing, but don't do anything fun with it. Don't have fun or else you're going to die. And you're going to die because I'm going to abandon you in the forest. I'm going to give you this fun little kit to go camping. But if you use it, you're going to go die because I'm not going to go pick you up. And the only thing that's in there are marshmallows and graham crackers. No chocolate for s'mores. So you can only have nasty, nasty marshmallows with graham crackers. And I'm gonna leave you in the forest and you're going to die if you don't listen to me, if you don't shut up and stop interrupting our PTA meetings.
Okay. Wow. This got really uncomfortable. I don't mean to call that out. I want you to explore your feelings and I want you to feel validated. But this is, I don't know if I'm the type of professional that you're looking for to speak on these things. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Sharon's
When's
Sharon's
the last time
so
you've
mean.
Seen her? Did you?
3 days ago when she dropped me off here and then she forgot to pick me up.
So you haven't been picked up in 3 days?
No, I've just been here in the studio.
Oh, can somebody help me?
No. Olivia, it's okay. No, it's okay.
I don't think there's some sort of child abandonment, negligent law that's happening here.
I'm well into my 20s. It's okay. I should figure it out.
You're in your 20s?
Yeah.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine. Get in
zone. And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set. Get
in zone. The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give love and logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Okay, so one of my favorite Greek creatures is a hippocampus, you know, like a part horse, part fish.
Yes.
You know, like the mm-hmm. front of a horse and the back of a fish, like mm-hmm. a little, like a seahorse kind of thing.
Yeah.
What did what to make that? What went in where?
Oh.
And had some fun, like in the back of the library with Miss Peterson and my dad. What went where to make that?
So you're asking me basically who are the two types of species that created the hippocampus?
Like, are they real? Because if they're real, what did what? Because I would like to know.
This is Greek mythology. This is myth means made up. They're stories. They're legends. They're tales.
Legends?
Tales?
So you're telling me right now that my favorite animal is not real. So you're telling me that I'm never going to be able to go to the Tampa Bay Aquarium and find them?
You will never find an actual... I mean, you can find a seahorse.
It's not the same.
Okay. Well, you can also, you know, you can draw them. There are several pictures online. If you just type in the letters G-O-O-G-L-E and then a little period and then C-O-M, you're able to find so many pictures of a hippocampus. I would highly suggest that. And that might satisfy more of your desire for your favorite animal.
Okay. I'll do that after this. Thank you very much, Professor.
Okay. You don't sound...
No.
Are you not enjoying this? I'm enjoying this.
I'm having fun. I'm having fun. I'm saying I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
You seem like you have a lot on your mind. Do you want to talk about?
No, it's okay. You know what? It's just you know, I just been here for 3 days, and I thought that after talking to you, I would have some, you know, my dreams come true, and now I'm finding out that Santa Claus isn't real, and which I knew.
You're 20 years old. You should probably know that Santa Claus is not real. You said you're in your 20s. And
I knew.
I mean, do we need to have a hard talk about these things? Because I can definitely put my mama hat on.
No.
I don't have kids, but I intend to. One day I will hope that these ovaries of my body will get fertilized as I'm continuing to wait to find the right person. But this isn't about my problems, is it now? It's about you, right? I thought I was going to be interviewed, but now I'm sitting here realizing that I don't even know if I want kids after talking to you and just kids being mistreated and abandoned in studios for weeks on end. And no one cares about Greek mythology the way I do.
No, Professor, don't get mad. I'm fine. So, no, you know what? Okay, you know what? I'm going to be the best interviewer ever, okay? Olivia already talked to me about this multiple times, so I'm going to do it, okay? So I'm interested now. I'm here. I'm listening about Greek mythology. So, you know, I'm going to read off of my cards now, if that's okay.
Yes, thank you. Because I feel for you. I just don't know how to help. Okay. I don't want to help you.
Professor, you're going to be such a good mom one day. You're gonna be like such
a, I hear that like all such the time. I hear mom. That all the time. You, it's fine. Excuse me, I need a drink of water.
No, you're gonna be such a good mom, and you're gonna take care of your kids, and you're gonna take them to fun places, and you're gonna let them believe in Santa Claus.
I know.
Unlike me.
I'm sorry. Ooh, this took a turn. This really took a turn.
No, it's okay. I think these kinds of cathartic moments are important. Okay. I think they're important for us.
Thank you.
Okay. So, as I understand, there are the big three gods. There's Hades, Zeus, and Poseidon.
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me, if you had to F, marry, kill those three, who would you do for what?
Oh my gosh. I would marry Poseidon. There's more room in the ocean.
Yeah.
I've seen enough of the earth to realize the amount of trash that sits on this beautiful canvas, but it's been contaminated with human-like trash. And then I would say I would probably have a fling with Mr. Zeus. I mean, it's Zeus, but I'd be afraid he might break me in half and I'd die. And then, of course, I'd kill Hades. I'm not interested in, I don't want to be down there. It's a little too hot for me. Everything might melt, and I highly doubt that he uses lube.
So you're afraid that he would just be raw dogging without lube?
I believe that he would be not as kind and intimate the way I would want a Greek god to be.
Note to self, lube is nice.
Okay, please don't write that down. Please don't write that down. Thank you.
No,
I'm sorry, I got a little bit too candid. Oh my gosh. Can we take this back? Can we go ahead and not just
No, keep going, keep going. Because you know what, Professor? No one's ever given me the talk. And that's kind of the closest I've ever gotten to the talk, and that was awesome. My dad and my stepmom Sharon refused to give me the talk. So that was actually kind of the closest thing I've ever gotten.
They didn't give you the talk?
I don't really even know what the talk is, but everyone keeps talking about having it, but that seemed kind of like it. So now I know lube is nice. So thank you for teaching me that, Professor.
I highly recommend lots of lube.
Thank you. Okay, lube is
coconut nice. Oil, to be exact.
To eat and to give as gifts in baskets. Cool. Perfect. Thank you, Professor. Okay, here's my answer for that question.
Okay.
I think I would marry Hades.
Oh,
because I feel like he is underground, so he has lots of wealth, like lots of jewels.
Oh.
You know, like diamonds are down there, and rubies, and sapphires, and emeralds.
Mm-hmm.
So I would marry him for that. And I feel like I like it rough, so I would like it. I would F Poseidon.
Okay.
Because then maybe afterwards he'll give me a hippocampus as a gift.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if those are.
And then I would kill Zeus because he reminds me
of your dad.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun there. I assume. I'm sorry.
Well, now that you say. I don't want to kill my dad. I just think that there's room for our relationship to grow, but he's just too busy taking care of his other families and Sharon.
You said families with an S. How many families does your father have?
Well, I had 5 stepmoms growing up, and he had kids with each of them.
Okay. You really are dealing with some stuff here.
No, it's okay. I'm okay. I'm having the time of my life. Really?
That's so hard for me to believe, but okay, yeah. If you're... Should we call someone?
No, don't call someone, or else Sharon will get mad.
Oh, yeah. Quite the monster. Like a Medusa.
I'm gonna go back to my cards.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it says that Hera is the mother. Wait, can I say that word around you? I'm sorry, I don't want to make you upset again.
You can say mother.
Because you're gonna be a great mom.
Well, when you stop and ask me if I'm gonna be okay, I wasn't thinking about it before. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about any of that before this conversation. I thought I was gonna be here just discussing my top favorite Greek mythologies. I can't even say words right. I went to Columbia. I should know how to speak better than this.
Can you tell me about your time at Columbia? How was that?
It was fun. I was one of the few persons of color there.
Wow.
And we stuck together. And I was actually the only Afro-Latina who enjoys Greek mythology.
Oh, wow.
My family has turned their backs to me because they don't believe it's a real job either. So, but hey, I'm fine. You know what? I live in my penthouse on 51st and Lenox, and I am happy.
Okay, you sure, Professor? Because we can talk about that.
Oh, no.
It sounds like Columbia. Did you at least have fun at Columbia?
Oh, yeah. But I one thing I did not do was join any Greek organizations. That's a joke that I like.
Me neither, because none of them would take me.
Oh. Yeah, mine's was by choice. I can't choose one Greek.
Oh, so you could have gotten into one if you wanted to.
Of course. I mean, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
How many Greek organizations did you try to apply to be a part of?
Five a year.
Oh my gosh.
And for 6 years. So 30.
Okay. All right. Well, they all can't be winners.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination. Get in zone,
AutoZone. Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Okay, so as I understand it, the Romans, mm-hmm, when they mm-hmm. colonized and took over that area, they took a lot of the gods and just renamed them, right? Like Ares became Mars and right. Aphrodite became Venus mm-hmm. and whatnot. What would your Roman name be?
Oh my, that's a great question. Well, I would say I'd go from being Aisha to Mother Nature.
Aisha to Mother Nature?
Yes.
Mother Nature is a great mom too.
I'd be her happily. I'd take on all the life.
Wait, I just had a crazy idea.
Okay.
Professor, what if you and my dad got married and then I became your kid? I know I'm only a few years younger than you, but I'll act really young.
You told me your father had 5 other stepmothers. I'm not.
I can have them moved to Arizona. They can go away like poof. I'll drive them myself.
I've heard that before. There's been so many people who have tried to set me up with their fathers so that I could be their stepmother. This isn't the first time, okay? This is not the first time.
Okay.
And I will learn from the last 3 that happened. I will not do it again.
Okay.
I've decided to go on to Tinder to find myself a mate who will fertilize the last few eggs that I have.
So you don't want to marry my dad?
I don't even know your dad.
Well, can I pitch him to you?
You can shoot your shot, sure.
Okay. He's 5'4". He looks kind of like if an Asian Danny DeVito got mixed with the actor that played Gollum. He has bad breath in the morning. His favorite place to go for major celebrations is the IHOP by the airport. And he's the runner-up for the Nathan's Hot Dog Regionals, the eating competition, for 5 years in a row. He has two Toyota Camrys with dents in the back, but they both drive really, really good. And he's a co-owner with his friend Pat at a local Domino's franchise. So he smells like cheesy bread all the time, and he can get you 50% off.
Well, it sounds like someone out there would be a good match for him.
So you don't like him?
I'm going to make that a hard pass.
Are you sure? He's really nice. He smells like cheesy bread all the time. He smells like cheesy bread, and he's my hero.
Oh, that's good. Maybe you should spend more time with your dad.
It's not like I haven't tried.
Well, maybe you should be more aggressive.
I just think that you would do really well with him, and maybe you can move into our house. Hey, maybe you can move into our house. We live in a 2-bed, 0-bath. It's in the city.
Why am I even considering this? No. You can't just go pitching the idea of your dad, and that no man should ever smell like cheesy breadsticks. That's not attractive. You have to deal with the cards that you've been dealt, and you have to figure out a way to reshuffle your own deck if you want to, but you're not just going to just throw away the hand that you have. You have to figure out how you're going to use it.
But Sharon's mean, and you seem really
nice.
What
does she do that's mean?
What does she not do that's mean?
Give her a chance.
She's so mean. I've given her a chance since 2008.
Okay.
She's been in my life since 2008, and every chance she gets, she's so mean.
Okay, I want to hear your version of mean.
She's so mean. Like sometimes we'll be eating dinner, and then I'll accidentally miss my mouth, and I'll drop the fork, and then she'll point at me and laugh and go, oh, nice move, homo. And I realize that that's my last name, but still, it hurts.
Okay. I was going to ask how old your stepmother is, but it sounds like she, you could move out.
I guess.
You're in your 20s. You can definitely get a job.
Well, I started this podcast to prove a point to her. Do you think I'm doing a good job at this?
Yeah. I mean, if you could stick to the topics.
What do you mean if you could stick to the topic? We're sticking to the topic. Isn't the topic this?
Your stepmother?
What do you mean I'm not sticking to the top?
Sorry, I'm just going to give you some hard truth right now, because in Greek mythology, there's a lot of lessons and hard truths. And the hard truth that I'm going to tell you right now is that your stepmother, Sharon, she doesn't listen to this podcast.
You don't know that? I'm going to send it to her. I'm going to send it to her.
She's not going to listen. If she left you in a studio for 3 days, she doesn't care about you. Let alone is she going to listen to a podcast.
No, she told me that she was going to Six Flags in New Jersey, and she was going to come back at the end of the day to pick me up. And I think she just might, I don't know, maybe she just got lost on the way there. She's going to come back, and she's going to listen to the podcast, and I'll prove her wrong.
She's not coming back. She's not coming back.
You don't know that. She's going to come back.
I'm so sorry, but she is not coming back.
You know what? I'm gonna keep interviewing, because that's what I signed up to do. Okay. Here's the last question I have for you.
Okay. Wipe your face. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. I'm fine.
It's okay.
Okay. So Aphrodite and Hephaestus are married, and she's really hot, and he's not.
Okay.
And I just want to know, when am I going to find someone that's hot?
When you get over your issues with your stepmother.
What issues?
What do you mean what issues?
What issues? I'm very well adjusted. I'm fine. I'm well adjusted and fine. I'm content.
You need to breathe. Oh my. You're putting too much energy into your stepmother and your father, and you're 20 something years old. Let it go. You'll find the right person when you're ready to find them. At the exact moment that you stop caring is the exact moment where the right person will just show up and give you all their love and give you all their affection. That's the best time to do it, is when you're not focused on it. If you try too hard, you're just going to break it apart.
Wow.
You're going to break it apart like a solid engagement, the perfect engagement, you know, perfect man, perfect scenario, and then you make bad choices.
Tell me more about him.
I don't want to talk about Tristan right now.
Tristan?
I'm not talking about Tristan. We're talking about you now.
Okay.
But I tell you what, when you do find that person, you hold on to them like super glue.
Professor, can I ask a question?
That's all you've been doing.
Is Tristan that man that's on the iPhone background right now? Is that him?
It is a Photoshop image of his face on Poseidon's body. Yes.
I was wondering. Okay. Well, Tristan, if you're listening, you could be my dad. Could be my dad.
How?
Because maybe you're my mom. And okay, anyway, we'll move on now to our next segment. We're at the end of our podcast, and we couldn't finish an episode without my favorite segment, I Should Have Known. We're going to round out this episode by asking our guest questions about me that will show who the real genius is here. And let's start that now. Oh. Question one, what's my favorite kitchen appliance?
Oh, okay. We didn't talk about it, but I would assume, I don't know, a ladle to catch all the tears that keep coming out of your face.
Wrong. The answer is Chex Mix. Question two, what do I like more, Frozen 1 or Frozen 2?
You seem like a Frozen 2 type of person.
The answer is neither. Not until I get a written apology from Jonathan Groff. He knows what he did.
Oh.
Question number three. What's my favorite holiday?
Oh, that's easy. It's Christmas.
Oh, that is a good answer.
I'm sorry, I did.
But the correct answer is any day that my stupid stepbrother doesn't roast me on my Instagram comments.
Oh.
He's so mean.
I'm sorry.
So mean. Anyway, number four, what's my favorite pizza topping?
Oh, I would say pepperoni.
Wrong. It's American Dream by Ben and Jerry's. And number five, who is my favorite member of the Beatles?
Oh, everyone's favorite, which would be John Lennon.
Wrong. The answer is me. Thank you so much for joining us. And now that we've reached the end of our episode, I'd like to make a quick announcement.
Okay.
Now, when I told Sharon and my dad that I would be starting this podcast, they laughed at my face while eating Funyuns, and they said I wouldn't even be able to make it 4 episodes. Well, look at who made 4 episodes of a podcast, Sharon, me. And look at who's a winner now, Dad. And I finally have the guts to tell you that it was me who stepped on your treasured Black Eyed Peas Elephant vinyl back in 09. I don't care if you're proud of me or whether or not you're proud of me. I'm proud of myself, and that's all I need. But also, if you could, like, return my text and, like, please pick me up. And also, why don't you follow me back on Instagram? Are you mad at me? I don't... Anyway, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Are You There, Dad? It's me, Yoko. Until next time, bye!
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.